I can't tell. Lord, it's just your plan. So I thank you for what I have. And that's a song. All I have is song.
It's a new idea we're working on here, folks.
Mike. Whoa! Don't stop. Oh, I hate that when it stops. It's like...
That's what she said last night.
It's like coitus interruptus.
Don't. Stop. Don't. Stop.
Don't. Good evening. Welcome. This is the live, unplugged sides of broadcast.
Man, it's more than unplugged.
We're glad you guys are here, too. This is Scott Chase. My buddy Jeff Harmon from KZ106. We got three dudes on stage, man.
Dudes.
Can't say where we are yet, but we will tell you right after we get done playing.
Now, let us get her so wound up.
Where you guys been? Ed King.
Where we been? Over at the hotel.
Hey, you're the musical director.
I told you not to say that. Gary, he said he was going to say
hey,
that.
Hey, but Gary's
said,
the leader of the band, though. Gary's the leader of the band, though.
I'm one of the Indians.
Gary, let me tell you what.
Mr. Chief and Chief E here.
Mr. Rossington at the end, see... In the very beginning, I toured with this band who had a number one record, but I hate to talk about this, another story. And they were our opening band, and Gary's the only one left from that version of the band, and he will always be the leader of this band. He is it to me.
You don't want to talk about it?
I mean, all right. No, but...
Tell me about the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Why?
Because this guy wrote the tune, man. That everyone, tell him the tune you wrote.
Okay. What'd you have for lunch today?
Well, I got this letter guy slipped on my door.
Did they forget
tell me
the
exactly
sauce?
What to order.
They forgot the extra barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Celebrity lunch. What'd you have today?
Celebrity
Johnny,
lunch.
We were having a conversation.
Johnny, what'd you have for lunch?
A meatball sandwich. Yeah.
We talk about Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we want to get off the subject. So we're just carrying our own conversation.
Ed hates the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
These unplugged dates all over the place, haven't you? You've been doing them here, there. Where's the last one you did?
I can't remember.
Woodland Studios, you're Nashville, Tennessee.
You're yesterday. Putting together some kind of compilation of these unplugged days, from what I hear, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we've just been out doing it. Actually, Randall Hall...
Is that
Hall,
what you heard?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Quit interrupting me. Actually, Randall Hall broke his finger, so we had some time off, so we've been...
You know,
going
one of
around.
The cool things about the band being here in town, they're kicking off a world tour right here in Chattanooga, yeah. Tennessee.
Yeah.
Here's the other really cool part about that. The show is going to be a sellout. There's like a few hundred tickets, and that's it.
Plenty of seats still available.
It's
going to
probably sell out a few,
100.
Few tickets. Get them while you can, too. That's real cool.
There's about 350 available. Come on, level with
them. Rock and Roll is back in town. Yeah, finally. We've been waiting forever.